When rock music critics put out their end-of-the-year top 10 lists, a lot of them included the music that we're about to hear. It's from the first full-length release by The Arcade Fire. This Montreal band takes its name from an event in history. The musicians named their CD after events in their lives, and it's called Funeral. Here's Joel Rose of member station WHYY.
The musicians in The Arcade Fire treat their live shows like formal occasions. The keyboard player wears black lace gloves. The bass player and drummer sport skinny ties. The lead singer dons a tuxedo jacket. That's pretty much how the band is dressed in the photo on Funeral. Lead singer Wynn Butler says funerals have a bad reputation.
I would take a funeral over a wedding. Weddings can be pretty painful.
The Arcade Fire has seen its share of both. More on that in a minute. The band started 3 years ago when Wynn Butler met the other singer and songwriter, Regine Chassan.
I saw her singing at an art gallery, doing jazz standards, and I just thought she had an amazing voice. Play with her, but she kind of blew me off.
I asked him what he was playing. He was like, oh, I play a little guitar and a little piano. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, like everyone plays a little guitar. You know, like maybe he was trying to just get me to be his girlfriend.
I basically made her come play with me. And
you didn't make
me. Yes, I
me
did. Come. I called you like 5 times and you would never return my calls until I made you come play with me.
Butler did convince Chassan to be his girlfriend. They got married in August of 2003. There's your wedding. They started writing songs and put together a band to play them, including Wynn's younger brother, Will. The Arcade Fire recorded an EP, and the buzz started building with fans and critics. David Moore writes for the website Pitchfork Media. He says part of the band's appeal comes from its attempts to address the big life issues most pop music shuns.
These huge questions that people are sort of uncomfortable asking, I think, about what is growing old and how do these perceptions of life and death sort of change as we get older. And I think it speaks to their audience, which I'm guessing is, you know, predominantly younger people who are going through a lot of these questions and don't particularly want to be pandered to by a band that is just trying to sort of exploit that.
The members of the Arcade Fire are dealing with some of those same questions themselves. The musicians had to take time off from mixing their record when the Butler's grandfather passed away. He was the reason Wynn and Will went into show business in the first place.
From KHJ and the Donnelly Network, Alvino Ray and his music.
Alvino Ray was one of the first musicians to introduce the new pedal steel guitar to pop music audiences in the 1940s. Ray was a band leader and arranger. He married Louise King of the vocal group The King Sisters. They played together for decades. Wynn Butler says his grandfather was still practicing 3 hours a day when he died in February at the age of 95.
That example is what made me want to play music. Like, it made it seem like such a wonderful thing to do, just because it wasn't like, oh, time for work, gotta go to work now. It was like their lives and what they did were totally fused.
Butler's grandfather also liked to tinker. In the 1940s, Alvino Ray came up with what he called the singing guitar.
Alvino Ray and this singing guitar.
To make the singing effect, Ray connected a wire from his guitar amp to a device attached to the vocalist's throat. The pitches produced by the guitar traveled from the amp to the singer's larynx. The singer opened her mouth, enunciated the words, and what came out of the microphone sounded like, well, a singing guitar.
Nights are long, isn't you? And the way
Win Butler's younger brother, Will, says he didn't figure out the trick his grandfather and grandmother pulled off until he was a teenager.
Louise would hide off stage so you couldn't see that it was all a sham. I actually thought that the guitar was saying, "I want my mama." I want my mama. It's like, how does grandpa do that?
Alvino Ray, Louise King, and seven other relatives are among those honored in the liner notes to Funeral, which are printed to look like the program for a real funeral. The musicians insist the record is not a concept album. Instead, Win Butler says the idea came to him when they got back to Montreal from his grandfather's funeral.
I just said, why don't we call it Funeral? And we kind of looked at the words and the song titles and everything, and it made a surprising amount of sense, particularly with what had been going on in our personal lives. It just kind of fit.
It fit especially well for a song called Haiti.
The lyric in French is Mes cousins jamais nés hantent la nuit de Duvalier, which is My cousins never born haunt the night of Duvalier.
The lyrics were written by Régine Chassin about her family, the relatives who, unlike her parents, did not escape from the brutal regime of François Papadoc Duvalier in the 1960s.
A lot of them got killed, and so I always imagined that I probably have like lots of cousins that I don't know that would have been born but are not there.
The album is also dedicated to Régine Chassin's grandmother, who passed away during the summer of 2003. More than their wedding, Win Butler says it was that funeral that brought his family and the Chassin family together. And that's one reason the title Funeral fits a record that is really a beginning. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.